91X News.
It's 10 degrees and mainly sunny out there at 1 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Charlotte McParland, and here's what's making news. Belleville Council has decided last night that it's time to upgrade the city's street lamps and traffic lights. QNET's Justin Mevy reports.
Belleville's nightlife is going to be a whole lot brighter. City Council approved Philips as the supplier of new LED street lamps and traffic lights at their meeting yesterday. Besides improving visibility, Mayor Tasso Christopher says LEDs offer two major benefits to the city.
LED lighting is a better carbon footprint for the communities, for all communities. It reduces the footprint and it also extends the maintenance component of the lighting.
Yearly savings are estimated at $225,000 in electricity and $50,000 to $75,000 for maintenance. The total cost of the project is $1.24 million, but Viridian Energy is reimbursing the city $400,000 for cutting their energy needs. Mayor Christopher says the lights will be phased in over time. Justin Medvey, QNET News, Belleville.
And tonight is one of the last chances to see the supermoon. But according to some, the supermoon isn't all that super. James Gaughan has the details.
Randy Atwood of the Royal Canadian Astronomical Society says that if you don't see the supermoon tonight, you won't be missing too much compared to a regular full moon. He says to think of the difference between a regular full moon and a supermoon as two slightly different sizes of pizza.
If someone holds a 16-inch and a 16.5-inch pizza both across the room, then you might say, hey, that one's just a little bit bigger.
Atwood says supermoons happen about once a year, so they aren't all that uncommon.
It's not a big deal to astronomers.
That didn't stop Loyalist graphic design student Karina Aubin from going out last night and looking at the moon.
I think it's really cool. I haven't seen a moon that big for a while.
The next time the moon will be this close to the Earth will be in over 15 years. James Gaughan, QNET News, Belleville.
And Premier Kathleen Wynne says she realizes that the provincial and federal governments have not managed to provide safe drinking water to First Nations communities as they promised. She says the two levels of government have yet to figure out the best way to partner on First Nations water. Her comments come as a northwestern Ontario First Nation remains under a boil water advisory effect following repairs to a water mainline. Kenora MP Bob Nault says residents of the North Caribou Lake First Nation could be strictly on bottled water for another 2 weeks as a community of about 700 people waits for water samples to be tested. A new exhibit tracing the evolution of Princess Diana's style is set to open at Kensington Palace early next year.
The palace says the February exhibition, Diana, Her Fashion Story, will move from the ruffled blouses of her early public years to the more formal dress choices of her later periods. Many celebrated outfits are included, from evening gowns worn on engagements in the 1980s to the ink blue velvet gown which the princess wore as she danced with John Travolta at the White House in 1985. It's the first public exhibition in a decade to focus solely on the princess. Charles Ledesma, London.
That's QNET News on 91X to 102. In sports, the Trenton Golden Hawks and the Cobourg Cougars clashed in a battle of the top teams in the OJHL's East Division last night in Cobourg. Despite missing so many regulars, 9 from the Trenton Golden Hawks and 7 from Cobourg, the teams did not disappoint the almost 700 spectators in attendance, as the visiting Golden Hawks took a 3-0 lead, then held on for a nail-biting 3-2 victory. Detroit Tigers pitcher Michael Fulmer took home the American League Rookie of the Year award, and Corey Seager won the National League honor unanimously. Fulmer went 11-7 with a 3.06 ERA in 26 starts for the Detroit Tigers this year. He says he is happy and blessed to receive the award.
Yeah, it feels great. You know, it's all the hard work that myself and teammates and coaches all put in.
Fulmer and Seager were announced as the winners last night when votes from the Baseball Writers Association of America were made public. And Dominic Thiem has won his first match at the ATP Finals, beating Gael Monfils 6-3, 1-6, and 6-4 today. The eighth-seeded Austrian, who is making his debut at the season-ending tournament, could advance to the semifinals with a win over Canada's Milos Raonic on Thursday. Second-ranked Novak Djokovic will face Roenich from Thornhill, Ontario, in the late match. Both won their opening matches, and Djokovic will advance if he wins. Team struggled in the second set on Tuesday, just like he did in the loss to Djokovic on Sunday. But he improved his service game in the final set, winning 79% of the points on his first serve. He was also able to break Monfils in the final game as the Frenchman produced three of his five double faults in the decider. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville now. Today, a high of 12, remaining mainly sunny for the rest of the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, with a 30% chance of showers before the morning. A low of plus 4 tonight. At 104, it's 10 degrees. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Charlotte McParland. News on 91X is next at 2.